This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer Bully Ray critiques me, Dave LaGreca, my appearance with Thunder Rosa on Mission Pro Wrestling. What went down? You're going to have to check out the podcast. Let's just say I'm not feeling very good today. Also, something that's been a highlight each and every Tuesday night with NXT, and that's Isaiah Swerve Scott joins us right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
The guy that took an epic ass whooping this weekend at Mission Pro Wrestling. This is Dave LaGreca. Hello, Dave. Good morning to you, Dave. How are you, Dave?
You know what? I'm just so glad that I'm a co-host here on the Bully Show. I mean, my goodness. There's so much to get into today, Bully, right? SmackDown from Friday. Got some good guests that are joining the show today. Really looking forward to talking to you about the world of pro wrestling like we do each and every day here on Sirius XM Fight Nation.
What did I tell you last week about showing up this morning if you got your ass handed to you by Thunder Rosa?
Well, let me tell you something, Bully. First of all, you did say, I don't want to hear from you if you get your ass handed to you, but I'm here. You know what? Listen, were you there in Buda, Texas on Saturday night?
I didn't have to be there in Buda, Texas. I know everything that went on in
Buda. Oh, okay. Let me tell you something, Bully. You weren't there on Saturday.
Dave, you didn't get one punch in.
Gabby was not there on Saturday.
Hold on. I don't want to hear
Ed was not there on Saturday. So I don't want to hear about what you saw, what you didn't see. Film could be doctored, my friend, okay?
No.
To look a certain way.
You did not get one punch in. You didn't get one kick in. You did nothing to her. Nothing. You couldn't get any of your shit in? What the hell is wrong with you?
What is my shit?
I don't know, but you couldn't get any of it in? How do you go there and do absolutely nothing? Zero. Why did you even show up? You woke up at the ass crack of dawn to get on two flights to get to Texas. Then you had to drive and you got to stay in the hotel and this and that. You did all of that for nothing, to get your ass kicked. That girl beat you to a pulp.
Thunder Rosa, you mean?
Yeah, Thunder Rosa. Yeah. I'll let you talk now, but do you have anything to say for yourself?
Well, first of all,
how do you show? No, wait. Don't talk for a second. Don't talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm seeing this completely from the wrong point of view and the wrong perspective. Gabby, did you watch what happened at Mission Pro Wrestling from your perspective, from your point of view? How should we be handling Dave this morning?
I watched, unfortunately, like everybody else did, because I was hoping Dave, as a representative of Busted Open, the show we all work and love so much, could do a little bit of something to show how strong of a unit we are, represent us well. You know, Dave talks all this shit. You know, he wanted this and that, and he's going in, guns blazing. Highly disappointed. I'm never really disappointed in my life. That was my most disappointed moment that I've ever had. It was like watching my father disappoint me, which has never happened before. You know, when children disappoint their parents, I was disappointed by my parent in that. I was upset and, you know, he deserved it, but I thought he would do a little better of a showing than he did. I was disappointed.
I was not as disappointed as I was after Ariel worked that one day and then you came back the next, but I
good one.
Rest.
Oh, cricket. Wow.
Thanks for showing up and supporting. Thanks for showing up and supporting, Gabby. Do you have something to say, Ed? Huh? I see you standing there by the microphone. You got something to say?
You let us down, Dave. You were there representing all of us. You let us down. You couldn't even hit her with the bottle. Like, I mean, you go in to try and get some amount of offense in a cheap shot at the end and hit the wrong person with the bottle.
She moved.
And you run away.
What do you want me to do?
Anticipate a move. I don't know. Just do something.
How do you not land one punch? First of all, I told you to shoot on her.
Kind of hard to shoot on somebody when you have no breath in your body.
How? You didn't push her in the face. You didn't touch her. You didn't kick her in the ass. You didn't try to take down a leg. You didn't try to fish hook her. Nothing. You didn't even breathe on her with bad breath. I mean, zero. Why would you even bother? Go ahead, Ed.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what? You know what? I'm reading between the lines right here. You know what? You know what Dave is saying, Bully? He's saying, because you brought him.
I haven't said anything yet, Ed.
Into your ring. And you tried to teach him. What he's saying to you is, your training was not good enough. That's what he's saying.
Wow, Dave.
Ed. Wow, Ed.
Ed's worse than me.
Yes, Ed is worse than you. That's why they call him Evil Ed Robinson.
And then some of the stuff that I'm seeing on social media. Like you with like the fans afterwards, like, oh, look at me. Look, I took her best. I got so beat up. Look at me. Listen, I can understand how Thunder Rosa, who is a trained professional, can chop you, can punch you, can kick you. You didn't do anything, Dave. You did nothing. I don't even think you threw a punch at her. You had to wait for a security guard to grab her, and then you try to hit her with a bottle, and that didn't even work. As Ed said. What do you got to say for yourself?
What did you think of that Daniel Bryan Roman Reigns match on Friday night?
No, we're not going to allow you to get out of this. I can't. I left this all up to you. You're like, Bully, I got this. I tried to give you some pointers on the show, but when. On a couple of phone calls, I was like, Dave, do this, try this, try to get this going, nothing. Or you look like you went in there, you cut your promo, you just tried to get yourself over on the stick, and then when it came to the physicality, there was nothing there.
I cut one hell of a promo, no?
You did cut a good promo, yes. But you let this woman just beat the shit out of you to the point of embarrassment. Do you not agree?
I mean, I had a really good time over the weekend. I thought I saw some great wrestling from Mission Pro. I thought, you know, they rolled out the red carpet for me. I mean, thanks to, you know, Melanie and Emily and Jazz and Brian and all the people who are a part of the company did such a good job. Some great wrestling. The matches I thought were fantastic. Marty Bell and Pink Dream and Red Velvet and La Rosa Negra. I mean, Genocide and Holodead were, it's amazing. They have some amazing, talented women with Mission Pro Wrestling.
Amazing. I'll take things losers say for 1,000, Alex.
Buda is a beautiful city. You know, it was good to see the Busted Open Nation there in full force. The Greca heads everywhere. As far as the eye could see.
I would have taken a Busted Open Nation member in the ring over you.
Wow.
I bet you Rodney Garza would have.
Joe in North Carolina? You taking Joe in North Carolina?
No, not so much Joe. But Garza would have got a shot in.
Garza was there. Our good friend Scott in Long Island, front row. Trista was there. I mean, they were out in full force. I mean, from
all of these
from
people
all ends
came
of the country,
to see
traveled
you.
In.
People drove in.
Yes.
People flew in.
Yes.
All to support you. All to support this show. And nothing.
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell showed up. The Saturday crew showed up, but I couldn't even get the weekday crew to show up to support me. Everything I've done for Gabby and Ed.
We tried to support you in more ways, in much bigger ways than actually just showing up to the show.
Sirius
XM. Listen, Mark Henry just had
Sirius
to get
XM
out
didn't
just,
even show up. Sirius XM. All these media outlets from all over the world. No representation from my own company.
I will say this. Other than Howard Stern, I don't know one person on the entire Sirius XM platform. Anybody from any show who could get people to show up like you did. So I'll give you your props there. Other than Howard Stern. Nobody from the politics channel. Nobody from the rock and roll channels. Nobody from the Susie Homemaking channels. Nobody from the weather channels. Not fucking Eddie Trunk.
Whoa. Ed's going to get mad at that. Oh, my God. Ed Robinson. Oh, my God. Ed Robinson actually showed some energy for the first time in the 6 months he's worked on the show.
Well, to be fair, Dave showed up by himself. He didn't need to bring Kip Winger with him in order to generate a crowd.
Also, kudos to, and if anybody's listening from Snickers, Snicker bars being thrown at me from outside the ring on Saturday.
What
Thank
size? What size were they? What size Snickers?
Fun size.
Yeah, go figure.
They're representing me. Fun size. Violetta likes the fun size. What do you want me to say?
Well, what did Violetta say to you when you got back? Come on.
It was rough, man. I'm bruised and beaten. Scars everywhere, bruises everywhere over my body. And then I come back and I get ridiculed by the likes of you and Gabby and Ed.
We're not supposed to ridicule you? You were a piss poor representation of the number one sports show on this entire platform and probably the number two show on all of Sirius XM.
Well, what show are you talking about, Bully? Because from the start of what I'm hearing, it's the Bully Ray show now. I didn't even hear the Bust It Open.
This is true. This is true. I've had to take this show away from you.
All right. Well, Bully,
I would have never embarrassed myself like that.
You spoke your mind. Ed Robinson spoke his mind. Gabby spoke her mind as well. When we come back, if it's okay.
You don't throw to break. You don't throw to break on my show.
Okay. Go ahead, Bully.
When we come back, you know what I'd actually, you said you heard from me. I spoke my mind. Gabby spoke our mind. Ed spoke his mind. I'd actually like to hear the nation.
Oh, okay.
Let's why don't we do this? Why don't we see if they stick up for you or not?
Okay.
Why don't we throw it out there real quick? 877-344-4893. If you fight, you can call and Dave can't fight worth a shit. 877-344-FIGHT-93. I want to hear from the nation right now, whether you were there live, whether you watched it on whatever gimmick pay-per-view they streamed it on. Please tell us what you think about Dave LaGreca and his performance. Will the nation come to your side or not when we're back right here on the Bully Ray Show? Bust it open. You go to whatever calls you want, because I'm really interested to see what people have to say.
Okay. Because I don't know what to say, so I'm asking for permission to go to the calls this morning.
You have permission to go to the calls on my show, yes.
We have a full bank of phone calls, so let's get to as many calls as
possible. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we?
Let's try to get to as many phone calls as possible.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Brandon in Atlanta. Brandon, what did you want to say about my, I don't even know if you want to call that a match. What did you want to say about Saturday at Mission Pro Wrestling?
Hold on, Mr. LaGreca. Mr. Bully Ray, I agree with you 100%. This is your show. Right now, this is your show. You own this show. LaGreca, damn. Not one punch, not one kick, not one grab, not one anything. You have all this experience with Mark, with Bully, with Tommy, and you didn't do anything. Damn, LaGreca, damn. Oh, I'm so sorry. It was promo was good, but everything else, awful. Come on, LaGreca. All that experience with your co-hosts, with friends in the business, and not one punch, not a kick. A security guard had to grab Thunder Rosa, and you missed a bottle shot. Ugh. That's
I mean, all I Dave, got. Think about the point. Think about the point he's bringing up right now. For the past 2 to 3 years, you've been hanging out with and speaking with myself, Mark Henry, and Tommy Dreamer. Mark Henry, a former WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Tommy Dreamer, the innovator of violence. And me, I'm kind of known for a thing or two. What kind of... How are we supposed to feel about you? How are we supposed to... supposed to
disrespected, Bully. Disrespected. That's disrespectful. There's no way else to describe it.
All right, Brandon. Well, thanks for the support. Yeah. The phone call this morning. Good to hear from you.
Anybody else you want to talk to, Dave? We got a full bank.
We do. We got a lot of people that want to join. Let's go out to our good friend Nick in New Orleans. What's going on, Nick? It was good to see you this past weekend, Nick.
Good to see you, Dave. Bully, I haven't had the honor of speaking with you on the phone, but I've been a listener for 11 years, and I was personally invited by Mr. Dave LaGreca to go to Mission Pro this weekend, and I haven't been able to sleep since. And let me tell you why. That low down Thunder Rosa tricked him to come to Mission Pro. She got mad because he took his shirt off. The man was wearing a jacket and two t-shirts in 100-degree weather. Bad fashion sense? Absolutely. But he took his shirt off. That's all he did. And then she has the nerve to attack him from behind. From behind! And then he offers her a present, even after she beat his ass. She offers him a present, and she grabs it and knocks out one of his security guards. This is ridiculous. Let me tell you something, honey. If Dave ever gets the chance again, I'm going to be there to support him. She tried to kick me out of the building just because I was waving and my hand dropped by my crotch. And I said, she thought I was saying, suck it. I'll be there. I'll be there with Dave. This isn't happening again.
Thank you, Nick. You know what's unfortunate about this situation, Bully, is that I'm getting more love from people outside of this studio than I am from the people inside this studio.
You had one caller on your side.
I'm sure I'll have some more. Thank you, Nick. And you know what? You know what Nick was spitting out in that phone call too, Bully? Facts. Let's go to Sam in Cleveland. What's going on, Sam?
Boba, this is going to sound as a shocking. But I supporting great Dave today, man. Like what he did, take a beating for a woman. When he was in front of Torre Rosa, he thought about Violeta, his daughters. He never will touch a woman. So I support Dave this time. Even when she let her Greta come out and basically like chopping in the chest many times and take the key to the chest. He did what he had to do, and he never hit a woman. Even after that, he tried to offer peace, and she kept attacking him. But you know what, Dave? This time, I never making fun of you again about Bud Light or a chainsaw. I'm in your side this time, Dave.
Thank you, Sam. So, thank you, Sam. I'll never raise my hand to a woman. Thank you, Sam. Some people, unlike some of the people I have to work with, they have morals. Let's go out to, and I'm talking about Ed Robinson. Let's talk to Evan in Virginia. What's going on, Evan?
Dave, I am so proud of you, my man. I'm so proud of you, Dave. You stood up for what was right.
What the fuck is going on here?
Let Evan talk. Let Evan talk,
buddy. You have been a staple in this community for 12 years. Busted Open is the best show on Sirius XM.
Not even close.
All you were doing was supporting the wrestling community as a whole, and she took offense to it. Wah, wah, wah. Her own problem. Sounds like a you problem, lady. And Bully Ray, you should be ashamed, my man. This, if you're Brock Lesnar, Dave LaGreca is your Paul Heyman. You protect your advocate. You protect the man that gets you the fights. You protect the man that takes care of you. You've got a wrestling school, and you let that man flounder in the ring like that? Shame on you, Bully Ray. Shame. And Mark Henry.
What's your name again?
Gamer,
what's your name
guys.
Again?
This all falls.
What's
all
your
you.
Name again?
Evan.
Is this Evan from where are you from again?
Virginia.
You know who was asking about you the other day?
Nobody, and I get it. It's fine.
Exactly.
Thank you, Evan, for the support,
again,
my friend.
You guys let that man suffer. You could have saved him a whole world of hurt.
Nah, this phone call is making me suffer.
Evan, I love you, Evan.
Hang up on this jobber.
I love you. I love you, Evan. He's not a jobber. He's my friend. What's good, Scott, in Baltimore? What's going on, Scott?
Good morning, gentlemen. Bully Ray is wrong. Dave did do two moves. He did jump out of the ring, and he ran for his life. And if he learned that at the 3-8 Academy, that'd be a waste of money going to that school. I'm sorry, guys. Even Gabby probably could have done better.
That's all you got, Scott? That's all you got?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, LaGreca. You disappointed the wrestling world.
Okay, well, thank you, Scott, for the support and love. Let's go to Manny in Texas. What's going on, Manny?
Hey, Dave. Happy to be here. First-time caller to the Bully Show.
Oh, boy.
I want to say that all this time I've been trying to call, and Bully answers my call. The Bully Show, I got to go live. And come on, Dave. I understand why you didn't got nothing on Thunder Rosa, but okay, you took the Britt Baker shirt. Why didn't you got Britt Baker go to the show with you and back you up? Or get one of the girls from the show to back you up? Like, I want to try to be on your side, Dave, but she humiliated you there on that show.
Well, let me tell you something, Manny. First of all, when you talk about Britt Baker, it's Dr. Britt Baker. And she's also referred to as the greatest women's wrestler in the world right now. So, you know, when you talk about Britt Baker, you talk about her with the proper respect, unlike what you just did in that phone call. Go ahead, Bully.
How much did Dr. Britt pay you to wear her T-shirt?
Nobody. No, nobody pay me anything. And not only I bought that T-shirt. I bought Dr. Britt Baker's T-shirt. And I'm proud. And now she owes me money for that, too, because I obviously don't have that anymore. Let's go to Victor in Tampa. What's going on, Victor?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning. Dave, I got to say, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Dave.
Thank you, Victor.
I loved it. One
Hang
heck
up.
Of a promo.
Hang on this guy.
Bully, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Victor, don't be sorry.
You should be sorry.
Victor,
you should
be
sorry.
Sorry. You don't be sorry, Victor. Continue
you should be sorry, Victor.
Call. Let the caller talk. Victor, go ahead.
I love you guys. So I got SiriusXM just for you guys.
Of course you
do. And I love you guys. But Bully, you're wrong. Dave, we love you. Busted Open always and forever.
Thank you, Victor. Say Busted Open forever. Forever.
The chicken shit,
Bully.
Just like you.
Everyone, this is Nicole Auerbach, and I want to invite you inside the Coach's Clubhouse, a brand new podcast from SiriusXM that examines what drives coaches on and off the sidelines. We talk to coaches from all different sports and all walks of life about their passion for the profession, their mentors, philosophies, and stories, and also what they care about when they're outside the spotlight. We'll give you a unique perspective on some of the greats in their profession, from Olympic coaches to Super Bowl champions and everyone in between. New episodes out every Wednesday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
I can't.
What, Gabby?
I cannot keep hearing this. I'm the one answering the phones, right? I'm the one listening. I'm being nice to everybody that wants to stand up for Dave, whatever. But don't you dare, Bully, try to even turn this to feel a little bit bad for Dave at this point. Because I see what you're doing. I see what all Dave LaGreca, he's wounded little bird, you know. I had fun. Everybody was nice to me. Thanks to Emily and John and everyone there and blah, 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 blah. I do not care. You asked for this shit, Dave LaGreca. Let me roll tape. Let's rewind the tape of why this even happened. Am I right or am I wrong? You were angry that Thunder Rosa didn't keep her promise to you, correct? That's your big thing. Oh, she didn't keep her promise, wear the shirt. So now she's going to pay. Did you or did you not promise the nation that Thunder Rosa would pay when you went there? You did. You did. And guess what you did? You broke that promise to not only the nation, but to your esteemed colleagues here at Busted Open. So not only are you disappointing, Dave, you're a liar. I do not like liars. I do not put liars in my life. So no, I'm not just going to sit back and be like, oh, because he's not a wrestler. He tried hard. He took it well. You put yourself in that situation. So yeah, you should have got your ass kicked. We knew it was going to happen. You kept running your mouth. What did I say, Dave? Take it back. Just apologize. Just go with it. No one listens to me, though. I'm just, oh, you know what? You know who said it was a good idea? Ariel. But let's bring her back. Let's bring that up again because you're a freaking liar. Now I'm pissed.
Damn.
Wow.
What, Ed?
Ed.
I know,
you
know, Ed.
You got that look on your
what,
head.
What? Ed. I'm going to agree with you. How about that? Oh, I have your back.
I don't
back.
Even know if I want you to, okay? Because I'm seeing red right now. And it's no, because not Dave's shirt. I'm just pissed. And the nation needs to see it because I deal with this shit every day, Ed. Every day.
I see what's happening here. I know what's happening within the minds of the nation, all right? They're
they
turning Dave into their... Oh, no. He's their own pro wrestling messiah. He is suffering for their sins, all right? He's not... Dave is not wandering the desert here. There's no 40 days right. and 40 nights. All he is a guy who got his ass kicked by a 5'3" woman in Texas on a Saturday night.
All right. All right.
Wait a minute. Truth be... Whoa. Time out.
Just had to be said, Bully.
It's not often... that I even remotely come to your defense or your aid. Mm-hmm. All I was saying was that a couple of callers have already called in support of you, Dave, and Gabby and Ed have taken upon themselves to almost stab me in the back.
Yep. Because you know why, Bully? Because they're ungrateful, worthless pieces of garbage. Where the fuck? Let me ask the question again. Where the fuck would Gabby be if it wasn't for me? Seriously. Jobbing for fucking Luke Thomas? What's what she was doing before she was working for this fucking show? Grabbing that asshole's coffee every morning when he would go on the air? You talk about enhancement talent? That's what Gabby was doing before she was working on Busted Open. Ed Robinson, before he started working for Busted Open, I don't even want to degrade the poor guy, what he was doing for Eddie Trunk before he started working on this show. And well, he wasn't even an enhancement talent status when he was working for Eddie Trunk. And these two ungrateful people, for all I have done for them, after what I had to sacrifice this last Saturday by going to Texas, this is what I get from these two people, Bully? Are you kidding me right now? I got more love from neckbeard Ryan McKinnell than the two people that I work with every single day on this show, Monday through Friday. And, Gabby, to answer what you were saying about Thunder Rosa... the callers are more informed than you. You want to know why, Gabby? Because people from Los Angeles, from New York, from San Diego, from Wisconsin, there was a person from Iowa, traveled to Buda, Texas. And believe me, nobody wants to go to Buda, Texas. Traveled to Buda, Texas to see me step in the ring with Thunder Rosa, Gabby, while you... we're hanging out with your friends doing God knows what at the Jersey Shore. Ed Robinson, nobody wanted you to hire you. Nobody. I got on my hands and knees to Steve Cohen and said, please, please, for the love of God, this guy humiliates him so much on Eddie Trunk Show. Could you please hire him for Busted Open? Do him a solid. You didn't show up to Buda, Texas on Saturday. I even said I'd pay for your plane ticket, and you didn't go. Now, going back to what the caller said, first of all, listen to the crowd reaction in Buda, Texas, as soon as I spoke into the microphone. God forbid somebody on Monday Night Raw is able to do what I did. I don't know. Clue to WWE. There were actually people when I was speaking to the crowd in Buda, Texas. Not fucking LED screens like you have to do at the Thunderdome every Monday night. And thank God for that, because I don't even think anybody on that fucking roster can get anybody over. And then Thunder Rosa steps into the ring and I offer peace. And by the way, even before that, people watching the video, Noah's getting thrown into the ring. Sticker bars. You're welcome, Snickers. I got the sponsor over so much that thousands of people are throwing Snicker bars. Hello, Mother Marissa. Steve Cohen, are you listening? The sponsors, are you listening? Fans were throwing the sponsored Snicker bars into the ring when I was talking. And then Thunder Rosa comes in.
You got Snickers over.
And I got the Mission Pro, the biggest house ever. People were trying to watch it, and it crashed. Why? Because of me. And then she attacks me from behind. From behind. Oh, she's the greatest female wrestler in the world. Oh, my God. The hottest free agent. She had to attack me from behind, Gabby. Do you understand what I'm saying from behind? I'm talking to you, honey. I'm talking to you because you're the one that made the accusations that I embarrassed you. You embarrassed me by not showing up and showing support. I've always supported you. Ed, I've always supported you. People from all around the country coming out to support me. I think I did you proud, Gabby. I think I did you proud, Ed. Because you know what? She attacked me from behind. My body is... Look at this fucking... Look at the scars on my chest. I took this for you and for the nation. From you and the nation, I took these scars. My belly's bruised. My chest is scarred. My arms are bruised. My legs are bruised. She drop kicked me. I couldn't breathe. And as I'm on the ground trying to gasp for air, I'm like, I hope I did Ed and Gabby proud and the nation proud. That's what I was saying to myself. And I come back here to get ridiculed by the likes of you and the likes of you. The biggest house ever for Mission Pro. Let them try to get that next time they do a show if I'm not on. Ain't happening. And you want to know something else? Want to know something else? I didn't get thrown out of the ring Saturday night. No. I didn't get carried out of the ring Saturday night. No. I left on my own two feet. My own two fucking feet. I left. And I'm on the air today. And to Bully, fuck you too. This is the Busted Open. This is Busted Open. This isn't the Bully Ray show. It's Busted Open. Strangers came out to see me and support me. LaGreca heads all LaGreca mania. Nobody from my own home. Meaning this show, SiriusXM, Fight Nation, not one person came out in support except for the Saturday crew. Ryan McKinnell flying in from Vegas.
He went for the barbecue. He didn't go
She attacked me. She attacked me from behind, Gabby. From behind. Kicks.
Do you have any idea, Gabby, what it's like to be attacked from behind?
No, because I don't use my mouth to instigate people to want to fight me.
Well, you know what? That's called garnering emotion. That's called garnering emotion. Please. In front of hundreds of people, in front of a record-breaking crowd. Sold out. Have you ever performed in front of a sold-out crowd, Gabby? Have you, Ed? Have you ever performed in front of a sold-out crowd? Because I sure did on Saturday night.
Hey, so I have Drew McIntyre booked for you tomorrow, and we're gonna have Brandi Rhodes on later this week.
Know your role, exactly. Know your role, Gabby. Pick up the phone, screen the calls, do your job. Now you're a Hall of Famer, Bully, and I respect your opinion probably above all else. So I know that you called me yesterday and he said, Dave, I have a lot to say about what took place at Mission Pro Wrestling on Saturday. He said, the good, the bad, the ugly. I said, what is it? You said to me, you're going to have to wait until the show on Monday. We teased it. The floor is yours, my friend.
So do you want me to break down your segment the same way I'll break down a Raw, an AEW, an NXT, or SmackDown, or any other event?
I had hoped that you would be a little kinder, being it was my first time in the ring and that we're tag team partners. But to answer your question, yes. Yes.
You said you'd hope I'd be a little kinder. You haven't heard me break it down yet.
Okay, but no, Bully, Yes, I would. I would love to hear you break it down like you would a Raw, a SmackDown, or an AEW Dynamite.
So the good of it was this, and I watched it twice from beginning to end, just so I can give you an honest assessment. The good was it was highly entertaining. From beginning to end, everybody in that crowd had a blast. And I think there was something very indicative of how much fun the fans had. After the entire segment was over, and you ran out of the ring, and Thunder Rosa chased you, there was nobody left in the ring. And I know you didn't hear this, and I don't know if you went back and you watched the video. But after it ended, the people gave you guys a round of applause. The same type of round of applause you would get at a Broadway play when a certain scene would end and the curtain would drop or when the play was over. And that round of applause speaks volumes to me because they're telling you that they appreciate what you guys just did. They appreciate you going out there and getting your ass handed to you, chopped into, you know, black and blue hell. She's shoot punching you in the guts. You've already admitted to me that your stomach hurts and your ribs hurt, and this is a straight-up shoot because she was punching you too damn hard. They're showing their appreciation for that. That's the good of it. I could break that. I thought you did a good job swinging the glass. I thought you did as good of a job as anybody who has never done this before could possibly do in the ring with your acknowledgement. I can't say selling with you, because selling is an art form that is not going to happen your first day in the ring or your second day in the ring. I think you registered accordingly. And I think you registered the way you did because it really hurt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, a bully. And I'm
How much did those punches hurt?
Very much. And I'm being completely honest here. Like, a lot of people are saying, boy, you sold so well. I did not sell at all. Like, the reaction that you got in that ring Saturday night is truly how I felt and was reacting according to what physicality was happening to me in the ring.
Thunder Rosa has a reputation of being a little snug in the ring. I think you got a firsthand account of just how snug she could be. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I would say that's fair. Also, too, as you know, Bully, and you've said many a time on this show, I don't have an athletic bone in my body. So,
not one.
Yeah, so I'm not used to getting any kind of physicality thrown at me, especially at my age, yes.
So the good of it was extremely entertaining. The bad and the ugly are kind of hand in hand in this match, because I didn't see anything really bad per se. I thought everybody played their roles and did their job to the best of their ability. I mean, Thunder Rosa was all fired up. You know, she's the hometown girl. She's getting all of her shit in. And I guess if I had to pick out a bad and isolate a bad, it would be that you got nothing in. You didn't leave with any heat. You didn't get a hand on her. That's the bad, that you never touched her. And it rolls into the ugly, which is, I thought the business that was done that night was good for the people that paid to see that show. But the ugly is really that you guys have nowhere to go from this. There should have been a bigger picture here. This should never have been a one-shot deal. If I'm Mission Pro and I see that Dave LaGreca sold the place out, and make no mistake, you sold the place out. I know you're trying to maintain yourself right now because your ego has been exploding over the past 48 hours.
No, I mean,
you sold the place out. Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
No, the roster there and the matches, they do an amazing job. I have to put them over because the talent that's part of Mission Pro Wrestling is phenomenal.
Having a phenomenal wrestling match is one thing. Being the person that sold out the house is another. I always talk to you about why the Road Warriors are the greatest tag team of all time. Let me tell you something. The Road Warriors would never be able to keep up with me and Devon in a ring. Never. Not with the pace that we would set. But why are they greater than us? Because they put asses in seats. They could do what no other tag team had ever done and has ever done or will ever do. Put asses in seats. That's what you did. You put asses in seats. If I'm Mission Pro, I'm looking at that and going, whoa, there's a bigger picture here. There's more business to do here. So what should have happened that night is Thunder Rosa should have beat the shit out of you. And at the end of the night, you should have left her laying. You should have cracked that bottle or that glass or whatever right across the back of her head. Because now if you do that, people want to see an actual match between you and Thunder Rosa. Are you telling me, with everything that you've learned on this show from me and Mark and Tommy and everything that you know as a pro wrestling fan and how you've looked at angles and storylines, are you telling me that you guys in an actual match could not sell that same venue out again or go into a bigger venue and sell that place out?
I think we could. And also, too, there was major, major thunderstorms before that event. So I would think that if there was a bigger capacity, which there wasn't, like you said, it was a sellout. I do think we could get more people in if we had an actual match. Yes.
If I see Thunder Rosa coming to the ring, if I see you cut that promo, if I'm feeling the heat, and Thunder Rosa now starts to lay into you. And you know, you brought up a good point about her hitting you from behind, right?
Yep.
Why would a babyface woman need to hit the heel man from behind?
I think, Bully, I think what you're saying is 100% accurate. And what you're saying is what I've been saying this entire time leading into what took place on Saturday. She's the heel. I'm the babyface. She lied. I didn't. She lied. I show up to her house. She didn't come here. I went to her. I went in front of her fans and her crowd. And I just stepped into the ring and talked complete truth into the microphone on Saturday night. I even tried to give a peace offering at the end of that segment on Saturday night.
Yeah, Dave, but all that aside, once a babyface blasts a heel in the back of the head, all bets are off. If you would have blasted her in the head first and then she was receding you by blasting you in the back of the head, that's a different story. Because now it's a receipt. Now it's tit for tat. And your tits are pretty black and blue this morning.
They are.
But there should have been no reason for her to hit you in the back of the head. Babyfaces, true babyfaces, do things straight up, face to face. And in Mission Pro, her home promotion, she's supposed to be a babyface, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I wouldn't have really gone that route. I would have had her beat you up. I would have done all the chops. I would have done all of that stuff. But then at the end, there should have been something worked out where you cracked that bottle over her head. And when you would have done that and she would have been left laying, you have been able to print money for the next show. Because now you announce a match. Dave LaGreca versus Thunder Rosa, one-on-one in a... It could have been a regular wrestling match. You could have a dog collar match. You could do whatever you wanted to do. So the ugly to me is the lack of vision when it comes to doing bigger business than just the show at hand. Because you already had them. You already sold it out. Just give them a taste. You got to leave them wanting coming back for more. You had them. You guys had them in the palm of your hand to come back for more. Now, could you book another match? Sure. But it's not really connecting the dots. Who's your match going to be with? The guy, the security guard that you broke the bottle over? There's no heat with him. What's Thunder Rosa's gripe going to be? Oh my God, I can't believe you try to crack me over the head with a bottle. Now I want you in a match? No, you never did it. But if you did, now she wants you. What do you think about the assessment?
I love it. I can't disagree. And I mean, there's still people coming off of what they saw, wants to see more, but somehow we're going to have to connect the dots to make that possible and to make it make sense for us to get back into the ring again. We're up against it creatively.
Dave, after what I saw from you the other night, if I'm a wrestling promoter, I'm blowing up your phone right now. And I'm booking you against the top woman in any promotion. You have a chance to be a modern... I can't compare you to Andy Kaufman, because Kaufman was a genius in what he did. And I don't know if you saw the WWE Treasures with Jerry Lawler and hearing some of the behind-the-scenes stories of how Kaufman went about doing things. I mean, protecting the work to the umpteenth degree so nobody knew. Listen, Lawler said that Kaufman's parents hated Jerry Lawler for years because Kaufman wouldn't even smarten up his own parents.
Well, I mean, think about that movie, Man on the Moon, with Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey treated Jerry Lawler like shit because he was in character. And Jerry Lawler's like, we were actually friends, you know, because the perception was they did such a good job that the perception was that they hated each other when they really didn't.
If I'm a promoter right now, I'm looking at what you've been able to do with Mission Pro. I'm calling up and I'm asking you to get into it with whatever girl is in my promotion. You could go around doing Kaufman-esque stuff, having matches with these women. Listen, if I'm you, I'm proclaiming myself a wrestling god today. It took a man. Mission Pro is an all-women's territory, right?
Yes.
It took a man to sell it out.
Damn, and a 49-year-old unathletic man at that, Bully.
49-year-old bag of white milk.
So you're saying I should tag with Hansy?
He's chocolate milk.
8-7-2, I appreciate the assessment, and you want to know something, Bully? A lot of facts, especially that last piece, what you said about me being a pro wrestling god. I'll tell you what, I'm a god. I'm a radio god. SiriusXM should be giving me a new fucking contract this morning after what I was able to do this past weekend. Let's see any other host that works here do the same thing.
Hey, everyone. This is Lisa Ann, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, The Lisa Ann Experience. This is my chance to share with you my experiences, past and present, including how I went from living in the fantasy world of adult films to talking fantasy sports on SiriusXM. Each week, I'll introduce you to some of the people I've met on my journey and invite friends on to help me read through the endless ridiculousness that lands in my inbox. New episodes are available every Wednesday on the SiriusXM app and Apple Podcasts.
But I want to invite this next man in. He's been on this show before. And this is one of those performers, Bully, that you cannot label in any way. Because a lot of times we put wrestlers here on this show, and they're wrestlers. And there are so many wrestlers that are so good at what they do on a weekend and week out basis. Our next guest, you could call him a wrestler. You can also call him a host. You can call him a producer. You can call him a musician. I mean, this man does it all. He's multi-talented on many different levels and many different professions. And that is our guest right now. Isaiah Swerve Scott. Sir, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just got off the road, so a little tired from last night. I drove to like 4 in the morning. but I'm up and ready to do. I'm ready to do all this, man. I'm honestly ready for Tuesday.
Okay, all right.
With all the things you got going on, Swerve, were you driving for wrestling or one of your other gigs that you have?
I always got other gigs. I was doing some media in New York, and then I was helping family with some moving because I got more family moving down to Florida. So I was like driving one of the vans for them. So literally drove from Pennsylvania all the way down to Florida.
Now, you're also the host of the Swerve City podcast.
Yes.
Still waiting for me to be a guest on that show, even though you've been on this show many times. Talk about what's
out there trying to do. You out there trying to do what I do, man. Come on. Are you too busy to go out there facing Thunder Rosa and stuff? Come on.
I'm just trying. You know, I figured the best way to start, the best time to start is at 49. You know, like a couple of months away from 50. That's the best time, right? To jump into a new profession, right?
You just beat the deadline.
No, but seriously, with your show, talk about that. Talk about being a host, what you do, and how people could listen.
We are on YouTube, youtube.com/SourceCityPodcast. If you're watching this visually, you can see the banner in the background.
Yep.
We always been putting wrestlers on for like, we just did episode 45. We for like 30 episodes, we've just been like focusing strictly on wrestlers and having them come in. We don't necessarily talk about wrestling. We talk about their journey. Mm-hmm. And we discuss like all the hardships they had to go through to get to being the success that they are, and then transitioning to how they can offer advice to people that are listening to like when they're stuck in their rut, especially the way that 2020 was. Yeah. It was like, man, a lot of people were not really motivated to pursue their dreams. So just hearing these interviews from these big stars like the Adam Coles, the Cesaros, the Aleister Blacks, hearing from Drew McIntyre, Kofi Kingston, Bayley, Nikki Cross, all these people, and talk about their stories, and like maybe it could motivate and push someone to actually try to go out and pursue theirs, make it feel like, hey, they were in the same situations that you were. Here's how they got out of it, and here's how they became who they are. So that was like the first 30 episodes. Then we start transitioning to like a music swing of things, because my co-host Montezzi's been doing music for 15 years. He's been like mentored by Busta Rhymes and Charmelo Durant, rest in peace Charmelo, and was signed to Rough Rider at 17 years old. He's a musician, and so we could try to combine both worlds. So now, as of lately, we've been combining musicians and artists, or people in other aspects of entertainment, coming on the show and meshing that with a WWE pro wrestler and WWE superstar. So that's what's been late. Like as of late, we had Charlotte Flair in Myverse, who's a wonderful, wonderful, amazingly gifted battle rap artist. And she's been on Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out before. Then we had like, we also get a little zany. We put like on the WWE Network, we had an episode with, it was William Regal and Smoke DZA. Then we have Pete Rosenberg from radio going on with Flatbush Zombies. Then we'll have a Pat McAfee come on, you know. So we're getting to mix it up a little bit. It's getting real interesting. Our last episode had Top Dollar AJ Francis, who's on the show WWE Treasures, mixed with legendary R&B songwriter Donnell Jones, you know. Wow. Who's written like, so it was a great energy. So we are finding our niche now and doing stuff that nobody out there is really doing, and the platform that we're doing it on.
Swerve, you mentioned some of the hardships that wrestlers go through in general, just coming up in this business, trying to survive in this business, humping the road, doing what we do. And obviously with 2020 being as difficult as it was with COVID for everybody, what were some of the biggest hardships you had to overcome this past year?
Over the past year, it was still being a parent. Like, I'm a father of two young girls, 11 and 9 years old, and I and Aaliyah, trying to make sure that they're okay and they're safe when they're living in Pennsylvania and I'm living here in Florida. You know, traveling wasn't the easiest, so it was a lot of delay on whether I could get to them and see them, make sure they're okay. And it was even harder to get them to come down to visit me. So trying to do music and write music and host a podcast, get people in for guests and all that stuff, and then also do my primary job, and that's be a WWE NXT superstar on television every week. It's a lot to prioritize, and sometimes things jump over one another. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes like, hey, they need you in WWE to do these calls, or to jump in and get to the place and film something. Oh, that takes priority. Or, oh man, like we need to get this done because so-and-so is in town. Like, oh, that jumps and takes priority. Hey, we have a deadline to make with this song and the studio's only open on this day. We have to get it. So that jumps and takes priority. So it's just micromanaging so much because I can't just prioritize one thing like all of these things are priorities and all of them require certain TLC, because if I don't handle it right away, then it all falls apart. And that's what, but being a parent and making sure that's like my kids are handled and doing well and safe and healthy, and they understand why they can't do the things they do. They understand why they can't just go out to the grocery store. They can't just go visit dad. They can't just go out and do the things that they've been used to for all their lives. That was very difficult.
Yeah, it almost, and I know for myself, you know, having a daughter, they're a lot more resilient. Like it's actually been easier for her during this period than it's been for me, because
right.
And it's crazy how, like, as a parent, your job is to protect. But man,
exactly.
it's amazing how resilient children are as well. She's having a much easier time than I am during the last year and you know, 13 months.
Oh, I think kids have the most innocent mind, so like they don't think anything's wrong. They find a way to make happy out of any bad situation. Mm-hmm. Like, especially if kids are growing up like poor or not a lot of money, they don't know they're poor. They just think they're just living life, you know.
Swerve, one of the things that we talk about a lot on the show is the way talent is utilized by any one particular company and maximizing that talent's ability. My favorite show out there is NXT. How do you feel about how NXT utilizes your talent? And if you had any say in the matter, how would you like to see them spotlight yourself a little bit more?
I think 2021 is going to be a very interesting year for Swerve. I'll just leave it at that. But for the last year and a half, it didn't feel like I was like a prominent fixture on the show. I feel like I was booked to have good matches, and then you wouldn't really hear from me. And then until I had another match on the show, you know, and that was where I felt like a little content with things. So for me, it was about what I'm doing now compared to then. It was about giving the show a different vibe, a different change of pace. My presence changes the pace of the show. And that's what all these things I worked on with, like, getting my music more and more onto television every week. It, like, now when you see these promos that I'm cutting in my lab, with my, like, people in the background, you don't know who they are. They're kind of just like producers and engineers moving around and stuff, helping with music. Now it feels like you're watching Willy Wonka and everything's like really nice and shiny and candy and like chocolate river and all this stuff. Then they go through that tunnel and now, like, whoa, there's a change of pace with the movie now. And I feel like that's what my lab and my moments are with the show. I'm starting to change the pace of the show. And then for even the 45 seconds to a minute that I'm on air, you feel different. Whether it's you feel uneasy, whether you feel a little uncomfortable, you feel like danger, you feel something for Swerve. And all I can say is just keep watching, because I'm a slow burn. I've never been like a quick fix when it comes to like being entertained or giving a viewer like that satisfaction. No, you're going to watch me for a very long time.
See, and that's why I love it, because and I've been very vocal on social media every time you've been in a ring or have had an interview, because I'm a huge fan. But
thank you.
These last few months have been excellent. You know, these vignettes that you've been having each and every Tuesday night on NXT, like you said, nice slow burn. And it's, I think you're really being featured the way I think you should have been featured all this time. That being said, like, is this all your idea? Is there anybody that you're working with these segments? Is there somebody that, you know, kind of hand in hand you've been doing it with?
No, not really. This is all a lot of these are off the top of my head.
Awesome.
Wow. Like there's concepts that are thrown, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is dope. I have an idea for that. And they now it's to the point I have that equity to just, they trust it to let me work my art, whatever it is. And it doesn't really take long to get this done either. It's literally like, okay, I've came up with an idea. Let's go. Let's roll the camera. And now, then they're, but now it's honestly a playoff of what I do and what I say and how I deliver my facials. Like, and it's, that's one thing I had to like do a lot of things with my face and like with just the whole makeover, you know, like the facial hair, you know, that you see the fronts in my teeth, you know, you see the hair change because now they're shooting so close to my face. Like my eyes have to tell the story and my demeanor of how serious I am. Like I'm not playing around. I'm being very deliberate, but at the same time, I think this is amusing. Like me inflicting pain is amusing. How do I display that emotion? It's all through my face. It's all through the clothes that I wear. Even the vibrant lights that you see reflecting off my face when it's red, like, okay, now I'm getting into it. Now I'm getting angry. But like, am I angry or am I amused? Or am I just like, you know, like, am I playing around? Oh no, I'm not playing around now. You know, all these emotions I got to inflict just like really close up. So they honestly go off of that. And then that's what we turn into for television.
You know, it's great, Bully, hearing it because, you know, I never thought of the analogy and you just brought up Willy Wonka. Like everything looks so pleasant. Then you get into that tunnel. But you could say it's the way you're describing about the facial expressions. You didn't know where this guy was coming from. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is he trying to swerve you, quote unquote, or not? Like, that's how I kind of feel with these segments that you've been playing off. And they've been awesome. And being able to see that side of you has been excellent. But ultimately, you got to get in the ring and show it. And you've been doing that as well. And I'm really looking forward to this matchup tomorrow night on NXT. This should be really, really exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. But it's going to be exciting. And that's always what I want to deliver. But I also want to deliver unsettling. You know, this isn't just like, oh, like you're going out there to perform and give a good show. No, I'm going out there to hurt someone. I'm going out there to make sure this person regrets stepping in the ring with me. And I want the viewer at home to truly get the purpose of why I'm there. It's not the same reason that the other person's there. I want things to get uncomfortable and I want things to feel like, oh, I feel something for this person, but it's not a good thing. If that makes sense.
No, it makes sense because you're probably thinking this guy doesn't belong, right? Leon Ruff, this is not somebody who should be in the ring with you at this time. Am I wrong by saying that?
I feel like, I think he belongs in NXT.
Okay.
Because he, in that case, if that was the case, he wouldn't be able to perform at TakeOver with like one of the biggest staples in TakeOver history with Johnny Gargano. He belongs in NXT. But he isn't ready for who the type of performer, the type of in-ring performer that I am. He doesn't belong in the ring with me. He doesn't belong in the ring. He doesn't belong in the ring with me, but he also needs to understand that the opportunities that he's gotten, it wasn't based off of, it just wasn't based off of him working all these years to get there. It was off the spin of a wheel. It was off of Johnny Gargano not paying attention, because if he wanted to, he could have ended him. But he won the North American Championship. And an opportunity, my name wasn't even on that wheel. So why is Leon Ruff's name on the wheel instead of me? Why is Leon Ruff getting opportunity for the North American Championship rematches when I haven't even got my first? Why is Leon Ruff getting all these things? It just happenstance. And then I'm over here sitting on the side. And now he thinks this is Disneyland. And it's not. Because that one win, he thinks he thinks he's a credible force. He's not. I am the force. I am the thunder that's coming in to ruin his day. To let him know that this is real. I am real. Swerve is real. And Swerve is dangerous. Get out of fantasy world and start getting in the game. And understand that there are dangerous people out there. And I'm the most dangerous one.
Wow.
Strong words.
Yeah, it's very strong words, as Bully said. So let me ask you this. So do you think this is going to be the end of the run for Leon Ruff? This Falls Count Anywhere match tomorrow, is this where he's exposed? Like you said, he belongs in NXT, but could you give him a beating where this run is completely over?
Just watch the show, Dave.
All right. Okay. I'll be watching the show.
Swerve, I want to ask one last question. I want to ask you one last question about what you said about they trust it. You're talking about your character and everything you try to do with your character, all the new things, all the nuances. You said they trust it. One of the words in the industry that has always fascinated me was they. Because they come back to you and they say, well, they said this and they said that and they want you to do this. And one of the things that I always used to say was, well, who is they? Give me a name. Is they Vince McMahon? Is they this person? Do they want me to do something? Give me a name. So when you say they trust it, who is the they that trusts you right now to go out there and allow you to be the version of Swerve Scott that you want to be?
Triple H and Shawn. Easily.
So like, that's who you're communicating with?
Yeah. Like, it's honestly the fact that, like, when I first came in, I'll be honest, it was like, I want their appraisal so much. I want them to like see that I have something special to offer. And that's everybody. Everybody wants to get the appraisal and the affirmation from Shawn and Triple H. Like, oh man, if they like me, then I'm a made man. And they did, but I don't think they really trusted me to run with the ball or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now I feel like now I can walk up and be like, hey, this is going to be fire tonight and walk off. And I know it's going to deliver. Now then they'd be like, go out and kill it. I'm like, you know what? It's very little words because now it's like they know what I have to offer. And I've known what I had to offer, but now I feel it. There's like, no, without a shadow of doubt in my mind and my heart and soul, I feel what I'm doing out there 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., whether it's in a promo, in the lab, whether it's in the ring, I feel it and I know what I'm offering. It's something. I wouldn't even say I hate the film. I hate comparison. I can't stand when people critique with something when comparing it to something else. Like, no, you got to critique it within its own confines. For me, I'll never say like, oh, I'm going to go out there and be better than this person, be better than that. No, I'm going to go out there and be just different. You're not going to get a feel anywhere else on the show, whether I don't care what brand it is, you're not going to get another feel than what I'm offering. And I truly believe that. And I feel that.
So is it kind of almost like an, I told you so, like, yo, hey, you should have known because now, you know,
more like, they knew, but they didn't know.
Okay.
If that makes sense. It's hard to say like, we know he's going to do well. But now they're like, hey, don't worry about it. Don't tell him anything. Just let him go. Now that's a whole different feel. That's a whole different feel now. Like, they know. And that's all it takes sometimes. Sometimes it takes time. It takes time. And that you get curveballs thrown your way. You get tested. You get like a 2020 like last year. There's ideas in place that may alter and they go to other people. There's ideas that, you know, like, oh, they had an idea for certain stars to come in, and that's where the destiny and the path go. But for me, it was like, okay, I kind of got to take the scenic route. And I'm, in many ways, I'm glad that I did, because now I have all this that I created, and I have all this like last year and a half, whether it be 205 Live wrestling in stadiums or doing the NXT Christmas episodes in Barclays Center or running in on Raw and fighting Seth Rollins and stuff when NXT was invading to all the brands and Raw was coming in here and the Full Sail and all that. I have all that in between to build up to what I have now. So you don't think I forgot a lot of those opportunities that were passed on me? You don't think I forgot all those moments? Oh no, that's fuel.
Well, now you're one of the reasons why you need to tune into NXT each and every Tuesday night. And again, the big match tomorrow night is the Falls Count Anywhere match between Isaiah Swerve Scott and, of course, Leon Ruff. And this might just be the end of the run for Leon Ruff. Isaiah, whether it's the Swerve City podcast, your music, or what you do Tuesday nights, man, we appreciate what you're doing and we appreciate you. And thanks for the time today.
No problem. Thank you, guys. YouTube.com/Surf City Podcast. Check it out. Subscribe.
Yeah, and maybe sometime in 2027, I'll be a guest. Isaiah Swerve Scott joining us here on Busted Open. Thanks again, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Bully.
Take care,
good
man.
Stuff, man. And again, we've been saying it here on Busted Open. He's been killing it in the ring. And we talked a lot, especially last week, about these vignettes in the back. And I love the analogy he mentioned about Willy Wonka, because you think you know, but do you really know? And you don't know at the end. So I thought that was really cool.
The Willy Wonka analogy was definitely interesting. He definitely caught my attention when he said that. Listen, you asked him a very specific question and he said, you just got to watch. 2021 is going to be my year. That's all we have to go by. So we know he's talented in the ring. We're seeing some more personality from him. Hopefully that all comes together. And as I said, as he said, they trust it. They trust him. Okay, well, let's see how much trust they have in him and how much they allow him to run with the ball.
Well, I'll say this. And he mentioned those vignettes, and I asked him who's working with him. Hey, it's his ideas. So think about that. Like, they're taking somebody's ideas, and they're saying, hey, go with it. Kind of like what we always talk about with the main rock. Boy, if they could do a little bit more of this, who knows who could be successful? It's working for Isaiah for sure.
So it sounds like they're letting the talent be talented.
Yes.
Now, when you think about that statement, let the talent be talented, you think of NXT and you think of AEW.
Yep.
Imagine if Raw took that advice. Have a little bit more communication with your locker room, a little bit more communication with your talent. Maybe it's time to look at things from a little bit of a different point of view. Maybe it's time to take some ideas from the talent and work with those ideas and help to cultivate those ideas.
Agreed.
And it seems that's what they're doing with Swerve right now.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.